You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. Today, our prayer is centered on what it means to trust God as anointed ministers. From Psalm 91, verse 2, it reads that, "I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." Now, we must take note that the manifestation of God's power through His anointing in the life of the believer, which is in the person of the Holy Spirit, increases more and more as genuine trust is placed in God and not in gifts or in applauses or in other things. When our trust is placed in the Lord, He manifests His power more and more in our lives and in our ministries. So trusting the Lord is not optional, it is mandatory, as long as we desire that the Lord will manifest His power through our lives and through our service. Then we ought to put our trust in Him. At the end of the day, we need to understand that it is He who has called us and not we ourselves, as the psalmist says. So we constantly need to get back with Him or keep that connection there, knowing that our ability to deliver according to His will or the manifestation of His power in our lives and ministries is based on we trusting Him. Trust ignites the Holy Spirit's work through us and ensures pure, effective ministry, which is not mixed with other things that are dependent on the will of man or on human abilities, but purely dependent upon the Lord. Our trust must remain in Him alone. Because He has started a good work, He is the one who can bring it to a perfect end. It is He who is the originator of any good and perfect gift. It coming from where? It coming from above. So anything we need, we ought to trust Him for it, that He will provide for us to fully manifest power by His Holy Spirit. Everything, He is the beginning and the end. And so we need to keep on trusting in Him, which means that we need to keep depending on Him. It's also to let us know that we must not live in anxiety and worries, but we must leave all our care upon Him. He cares for us. Jesus said that He works together with us. He didn't say that He would leave us alone to do it. "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." That's what Jesus says. And so He's with us, working with us, and for which reason we must not declare independence trying to do things by our own selves. It must never happen. The Lord will manifest His power through your life and ministry as you fully place your trust in Him, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our first prayer today is from Psalm 23, verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's just very simple. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We are praying that, lead me to trust your supply in scarcity or abundance. Father in heaven, lead me to trust your supply, to trust you for supply in scarcity or abundance. You are praying for the Lord's help. All of us, each and every one of us, we need the Lord's help, that will constantly focus on trusting in Him alone. For whether we are in times of abundance or times of scarcity, our trust must never waver. So pray right now, asking for the Lord's help, that your trust will constantly remain in Him.
In the name of Jesus, Father in heaven, lead me to trust your supply in scarcity or abundance. In the name of Jesus, lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, lead me to trust your supply in scarcity or abundance in the name of Jesus.
From Psalm 118, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118, verse 8. We are praying that, Father in heaven, keep my ministry focused on your approval alone, not on the approval of men. On your approval alone. And I read earlier from Psalm 118, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Many a time we try to get a verification from man, or validation from man, that God is our ultimate validator. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. On you alone, in the name of Jesus, help me. We are praying our last prayer from Psalm 46, verse 2. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we will not fear, simply put. No matter what happens, we will not fear, we are praying that Father in heaven, give me boldness rooted in trust and not environmental circumstances. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Lord, give me the boldness to be able
to remain
in the ministry in the name of Jesus. That is rooted in trust in you, that you are faithful God and not about the environment I'm in the name of Jesus. Give me the boldness to do the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus. Matoya nakasha taya In the mighty name of Jesus, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door of your heart knocking. If anyone hears my voice and lets me in, I'll come in and dine with him. The Lord Jesus is willing to come into your heart by his Holy Spirit and to dine with you, or to be part, or to take charge of your life, to make you his child, so that, or to make you a child of God, granting you access to eternal life. And all you have to do is just say that. First, you have to believe in your heart, and then also confess. So please just say this short prayer after me, confessing the Lordship of Christ over your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon me. I admit that I am a sinner, born into sin, and yet, Lord, this day I desire to be your child, to be an heir of your kingdom. Therefore, Lord, please come into my heart. Take charge over my life by your Holy Spirit, and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you, my Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please, amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship. Kunim di, moja deshe tong kunim. Kunim di, kunima bring it up. Say contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.